Cowichan's own Jason Sandquist was the top Cowichan Valley competitor at the 2024 Victoria Ironman 70.3 on Saturday, May 25. Sandquist placed first in his division, M55-59, and 32nd overall at the annual event saw 1,433 participants take on the challenge, which included a 1.9-kilometer swim in Elk Lake, a 90km bike around the entirety of the Saanich Peninsula, and a 21.1km run around the lake from Hamsterley Beach Park. Sandquist's swim time was 30:15. "My swim was a bit below average for me," he admitted. "I lined up behind much slower swimmers and had to swim alone and navigate those ahead. It was pretty uneventful." His bike time was his bike, 2 hours 45 minutes and 5 seconds. "At 9C and raining, the bike was going to be awful," Sandquist noted. "I raced in Lahti, Finland last August in similar conditions at the one-half Ironman World Championship, so I knew I was going to be extremely cold." The school district 79 administrator took the time to put on socks, shoe covers, arm warmers, vest and gloves, which proved tricky to put on when wet. "It is really difficult to ride fast when your muscles are frozen and the roads are slippery," Sandquist noted. "My bike time was very slow as a result." He was pleased with his run time of 1 hour 28 minutes and 39 seconds, however. "My feet were completely numb at the start of the run. I couldn't feel them until 8 kilometers into the final segment," he said. "I was happy to finish and thaw out, and it is nice to win my age group. I race more to measure myself against my younger self performances than others. So I pushed hard on the run and I ended up 33 minutes ahead of second in my age group." Sandquist had a total finishing time of 4 hours 49 minutes and 39 seconds. "Everyone who finished on Sunday in such cold race conditions is a winner," he said. "My congratulations to the other Cowichan Valley athletes who also raced." Duncan's Jesse Inkster was 18th in the M40-44 division, and 150th overall, racing to a total time of 5 hours 22 minutes and 53 seconds. 34-51 swim, 2 hours 55 minutes and 42 seconds bike, 1 hour 41 minutes and 43 seconds run. Also in the M40-44 division, Mill Bay's Ryan Truant placed 25th, and 211th overall in a time of 5 hours 33 minutes and 5 seconds, 36-58 swim, 2 hours 53 minutes and 11 seconds bike, 1 hour 51 minutes and 49 seconds run. Trish LaLiberté of Duncan raced to 8th place in the W45-49 division and 480th overall. Her finishing time was 6 hours 1 minute and 19 seconds, 39-21 swim, 3 hours 19 minutes and 16 seconds bike, 1 hour 53 minutes and 3 seconds run. "The weather made it very difficult," LaLiberté admitted. Her 8th place finish is the same as when she did the Victoria 70.3 in 2022, but her time was about 30 minutes slower. "Battling the elements was definitely physically challenging, but it was truly more a mental battle for me," LaLiberté said. "It took a lot of mental toughness from the very start, shivering in the pouring rain, waiting to get into the water, to being so frozen on the bike I couldn't feel anything from the waist down even when my leg was bleeding from chafing, to running on numb feet hoping that I didn't trip over them. Many, many times I wanted to give up and go back to bed. I had to dig deep to get to that finish line."